We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast, Week 17 edition. It is me, your host, Chris Kirkwood, Kirk Dees, here with my two partners in crime. As usual, we got the notorious one, Derek Farnsworth. We've got Bobby Betts, Bobby Gomes. What's up, fellas? We're ready to break this slate down. I know this is we've got NFL takes up the wazoo. We're going to be ready for that. We're going to smash this slate, I feel like. We're ready, and we're going to smash this show. But what's happening, Noto? Happy New Year. You're looking festive with the fireworks right there behind you. You excited?
Yeah, bringing some firework energy right off the bat. Doing good. I actually love this slate this week, so excited to talk about it. Hope you guys had a good Christmas. Three tired dads. We were talking about that before the show started. This is a time of year where don't get a lot of sleep with no kids in school. You guys obviously have younger kids, so never get any sleep. But, how you guys doing?
Bobby.
Doing well. Kirky, how you doing over there?
Doing fantastic. Happy to be here on a Saturday morning with my boys talking football. And then there's a lot of action going on this weekend. We got a huge slate this week. Then next week, we got an even bigger slate, but we get into all these. I'm excited for next week's shows. We're going to have to freaking grind all these incentive bonuses and playoff implications and all of that stuff. So can't wait for that. But we got a college football bowl season. Head Chopper's been giving me picks and he's locked in and he's finally hit in place. He went like 6-0 so far, like on a prop. I can't bet props here in Massachusetts, but in college football, but he's been nailing them. So a lot of action.
I know you have your secret chat, but you don't have to throw it in our face every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I let you in. I want to hear you guys in, but I know we at least one of you is going to end up in a fight and want to kill.
I would never be in that chat. I can't hang with those trolls.
And would honestly want to kill somebody in there. Because that's how I feel half the time. I don't know if I'd want to, like, it's not something you recommend for your friends, if that makes any sense. So take that as a compliment. It's pretty rough in there. But anyways, onto the slate. We've got 13 games. We've got a couple high totals, but it's like high spread games. So it's San Fran leading the way favored by 12.5 against Washington, 49.5 point total. We've got Miami at Baltimore. Great game. Baltimore looked good against San Francisco, right? That poor guy who had the Brock Purdy. Oh, no, not the poor guy. The poor guy who bought the Brock Purdy MVP ticket for over $100,000. You got a feel for him. And you got to be happy for the guy who sold it. But Lamar is now the favorite for MVP, but if he loses, then that's up in the air too in this game. So it's crazy how week to week everything changes there. Then the next game with a significant total is Arizona at Philly. Philly 10.5-point favorites, 48-point total there. Then we've got some interesting games, like the, I think the Rams is a good spot against the Giants, favored by 5.5 with a 44.5-point total. Then we got Cincy KC 44. KC looks putrid. Shout out to Bobby, because I think Bobby has been like a Mahomes hater. Is that true forever? I think I remember. Am I wrong?
I've been a Mahomes hater, but I when everyone gets off, I get on. So I've been on recently.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to give you credit for, you know, maybe it wasn't always Mahomes. Maybe it's maybe having.
No, Tyree. I feel bad. I feel bad for him because.
Wasting him absolutely no weapons.
His weapons are terrible. Like, they're awful. Yeah. Like, that's what it is.
Sky Moore, the fact that he even, like, runs routes is – that guy can't catch. Like, yeah. Kadarius Toney is the biggest moron. Rashee Rice is good, but I don't think he's a number one. Travis Kelce looks like a shell of himself. And
I don't know if we should feel bad for him, though, because he did take that contract where he cash-drafted him. So it's like you kind of – he kind of put himself in this situation too at the same time. But I do feel bad for him because I think he's taking a lot of flack. But I always thought he was more I thought Tyreek Hill was obviously a very good player that obviously helped contribute to the success. But they won a Super Bowl without Tyreek last year. So, like, poo-pooed that take. So, I don't know. Yeah, just an interesting situation.
Do you feel bad for Russell? Jesus, Russell Wilson being benched.
Do I feel bad for Russell Wilson? Yeah. No. He got $36 million for his last contract in the NFL.
Did you hear them trying to – the reason why they benched him is because he won't restructure his contract?
No, that's perfectly fine. Like, he's not that good. He should just take
him.
He should just restructure.
I've never heard of that yet before. Where they were like, if you don't restructure, you're not going to play. Sure, it goes on all the time, but this has been aired out in public because of the way it is. But yeah, Russ sucks. But all right, then. So there's those key games I talk about, the high totals, but most of them are high spreads. The Miami-Baltimore is the one that should have the most opportunity for a shootout, I would say. And then we've got some other interesting spots around there. We got a lot of injuries. We've got a lot of cheap quarterbacks. We got some cheap running backs. We've got some very expensive high-end plays. So it's going to be interesting how the builds fall out this week. But big picture, Noto, how do you like in this slate so far? Like, wow, first look.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of interesting because you have good spend-up options at quarterback, you have good values at quarterback, and kind of the same thing at running back, too. I think there's going to be a lot of good plays to get overlooked just because everyone's kind of looking to spend up at quarterback and then go the cheap route of running back with McCaffrey to pair alongside those cheap guys. And then so that leaves kind of the mid-range of running back, you know, not very owned. So I like a lot of those guys. We'll talk about them. On the injury front, still waiting on the Chiefs' backfield. CEH and Pacheco, both questionable. If one ends up being out, I'll probably like the other one. Jacoby Brissett is questionable. He's one of the cheap quarterbacks that I did have my eye on, but he's going to be a game-time decision. Kenneth Walker going to be a game-time decision as well. If he's out, you know, Charbonnet is probably going to be an every-down back at a cheap price point. Jacobs is out, so Zamir White's going to get a lot of run. Then we got a lot of injuries at wide receiver too, so we'll cover those as we go through the positions.
Bobby, what are you liking? Have you put your core plays up at this point?
Yeah, I put them up. For me, McCaffrey, I probably got to edit them a little bit, but whatever. McCaffrey, Zamir White, I think those guys are fine. Kyren Williams, very strong play. Clyde Edwards, I don't know. We'll get into it as we kind of go. It seems like a fun slate, week 17, whatever, just here to grind it out and finish out this season. I'm kind of bummed NFL's over with.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, I am. I'm kind of too.
NBA has been terrible for me so far.
NBA is just such a grind, NBA's man.
It's weird. I mean, I'm usually the opposite, but
yeah.
NBA's been pretty good. I had a good weekend last week, though.
I don't know. Like, NBA right now, because I've had so much time with the kid and stuff, and I have to be like glued to it, like in all the news, it's just, it's sucking like the fun out of DFS for me when it's like, I actually like that they stopped doing the late night games, but
I agree with that take too. I'm with you.
It's like, there's nothing worse when like most of the games stop at 8 o'clock and then you got to wait around for the 10:30, right? Which then doesn't get over until close to 1 a.m. here, you know, and the, so I'm all for it.
I'm like, ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Like if everything ends at 9, I'm perfectly okay with that. I get people that are single and whatever, they have lives outside of like family life. They want to just have the 10:30 and have the edge. I used to love that, but you're better for us. It's better. It's family time's easier. You don't have to, the wife doesn't get on you and stuff. So yeah.
All right. We'll start off. Take a look at the Blitz Most plays. Cardi's got New Orleans at Tampa Bay, followed by the Rams at the Giants, followed by the Raiders at Indy, and then New England at Buffalo, or his top four for the most plays. Thorman snaps and pace has New Orleans at Tampa Bay, up in pace, Arizona at Philly, and then Miami at Baltimore. So they both, the New Orleans Tampa Bay should have a lot of plays, both agree. So maybe that's a spot to key in on. But what we're going to do is we're going to do what we always do, which starts at the running back position, and we're going to go to the quarterback position, align that with our wide receivers for our stacks, talk about some tight ends, talk about some defenses, and then we will give our favorite stacks and call it a show. No UFC picks. Bobby Betts may have a play in there somewhere for him. Noto may have a play. You got any plays in your back pocket? I'm done with the – he's dead to me. I got murdered on Wong.
The inventor of the Wong is dead to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to reverse jinx our Saturday teaser.
I had everything teased to Pittsburgh. So I had the one right game. And like, I lost every single like other leg with the extra points. It was just awful. So I'm out on Wongs. All right. Okay, running back position. The chalk, best play on the slate, probably Christian McCaffrey. If this game stays remotely close, should absolutely nuke. The guy is like a guaranteed touchdown. Nothing bad to say about him. He's going to be the chalk. Kyren Williams, you got to love his role, right? Like this guy they just feed the heck out of him. We're looking, you know, look at the weeks 14, 15, and 16, 25 carries, 27 carries, 22 carries. Has shown some big weeks in the passing game against Washington. He had 7 targets, 5 receptions. So they are willing to use him. So I've got nothing bad to say about him either. I love the workload. Then we're going to get interesting plays because, you know, some people may like Austin Eckler. Who is he, dust? I don't know. We'll talk about it. Jonathan Taylor's in a great spot again. Didn't quite work out to the way that we wanted to without Zach Moss, but he did have 18 carries, even though he did bust. I mean, if he didn't hit that TD right off the beginning last week, whatever, 18 carries for 43 yards with no TD would have been a horrific score. But did have the TD. I like them, but then we got Kamara, we got Barkley, Rashad White, James Cook. Like the Bills are finally, you know, we called that weeks ago that he was good, but they're, you know, they finally realized that they can run the ball. And so they're pounding him. Derrick Henry flop lag worked once we were all out on him. So he's potentially in play. I don't know. There's a lot of plays. People are talking up Zeke, which is never fun. But Noto, where are you looking at running back?
Yeah, I love the build with C-Mac and Kyren. If you can do it, I don't think a lot of people are going to go that route. It looks like Kyren, I mean, most weeks in this spot against the Giants, he would be one of the highest owned players on the slate. And just because there's a lot of value at running back, nobody seems to want to play him. So yeah, you can get maybe 50 touches from those two and two of the best possible matchups for running backs. They're two of the best, you know, most talented running backs as well. So I love the C-Mac and Kyren builds. You automatically get a little bit different too with the roster construction because you are spending so much at running back. C-Mac has scored in 19 of his last 21 games. We've seen Shanahan kind of do whatever he can to get his players awards and incentives. And right now, C-Mac's like the second in the MVP race now that Purdy's out of it. So I could see them, you know, just looking to get McCaffrey as many touchdowns as they can. And then Kyren, just a great matchup. He's been awesome the last 6 weeks or so. After that, I'm probably just going to play the injuries. I like Zamir White filling in for Josh Jacobs. I talked about the Chiefs situation. If one of them's out, I'll play the other one. And then if Kenneth Walker's out, I do like Zach Charbonnet quite a bit against the Steelers. We think of the Steelers as a really good defense, but they're actually very beatable on the ground. And this game does mean a lot for the Seahawks. So those would probably be the five that I'm looking at the most. Yeah, what about you, Bobby?
Yeah, so for me, I'm with Noto. Be Christian McCaffrey and Kyren. Like Kirk said, the role for Kyren is just elite. It's Christian McCaffrey light. So getting to two of those guys, I think, makes a ton of sense. The other two running backs in like construction that I think are important to make decisions on are the cheaper running backs, Zamir White with Jacobs out, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who has the 425 game, I think it is. And obviously, Pacheco's status was kind of up in the air at this point. He was limited on Friday, but he still has to be cleared. Going between those two, I prefer White to Helaire. For me, I just think it's a better matchup versus Indy. Like, I know KC, I don't know. You never know what KC is going to do at the goal line. So if Helaire's chalk, like, it'll be somewhere I'm looking to get away from. A guy I find interesting under 10% is DeAndre Swift in that Philly game. I think people are going to go to Hurts. They're going to basically go to that passing game. And Swift looked good the other night. He closed out the game for Philly. Very, very strong matchup versus the Arizona run D. So, like Swift a good bit. Pittsburgh, I think you can make a case for, like, Jalen Warren or Najee Harris for Seattle. Seattle's been able – you've been able to attack them on the ground, so – don't mind them. We talked about Tampa Bay being pace in that pace up game. Rashad White's there. Kirky hit on like the role change for James Cook. I don't know why they weren't involving James Cook earlier in the year, but since they fired, who was the old quarterback for Miami there? The offensive coordinator, they got rid of Ken Dorsey or whatever. Cook's kind of been utilized more in that offense. So he's another guy I definitely would have some allocation to in terms of my exposure. That's pretty much it. Kirk, you got any finishing thoughts for running back?
I love Zamir White. I think Zamir White is actually good. I think it's pretty much a free square because I think he's with Jacobs out, he's going to get 20 carries. So he's basically within those games that Jacobs is out. He's averaged 19 plus carries, 2.5 targets. So workload plus the matchup is really good. The Colts have given up the third most fantasy points per game to opposing running backs. They've given up the second most touchdowns to running backs. So I've got nothing bad to say because they will pound it with him. So I like that. I hope we get Charbonnet to open up. I hope Walker is out because at 4,600, and then so with two really low end ones, then we can start getting into some lineups that I like, where we can afford McCaffrey. We'd have to not play Kyren, obviously. And I do like that build too as well, but get some nice wide receivers there. Not have to worry about any. And if it was up to me, I wouldn't want to have to worry about these cheap quarterbacks like Tyrod Taylor, Jacoby Brissett, if he plays, or Stidham. But, the fact that all three of those guys can run a little bit makes it all pretty interesting, at least over here for DraftKings. So,
are people actually considering Stidham?
Yeah,
he projects well. So yeah.
The Chargers are a joke right now too. You know, so
isn't he an Instagram influencer? Like, what's his? Has he played football? Like, I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, it's for Denver. Oof. 4,800, yeah, I guess.
Didn't he have he had a big game last year at some point, I think.
Oh. Yeah, he went against San Francisco.
Yeah.
Of all teams.
Wow. Maybe we do have to consider Stidham. I don't know. It's that's interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, what I
or Jalen Hurts and call it a day.
Exactly. I would like to not have to worry about these guys. Like, I would like to be. That's why I want. I just want one more cheap running back, and then I can worry. Then I can decide if I got to play Stroud, Lamar, Hurts, Mahomes, Justin Fields. Like, that's Josh Allen even against New England. Like, that's what I'd like to be. That's the range I want to be, but. I don't know. There's a lot of other good plays, expensive plays. So I get the temptation to try to build with these guys. What are your guys' thoughts? What are you guys' thoughts on?
I've been trying to get my chew and tobacco or whatever this is, nicotine, for pretty much this whole show, and she just gave me two empty canisters of Zyn. So Zyn sponsor.
What's Zyn?
I started like vaping mid-year because I was just stressed out with the kid and NFL main slate. So I had to get on the Zyn so I could stop vaping, obviously. It's just a nicotine pouch.
Right? Oh, a nicotine gum?
Pouch. You just put it in. Yeah. Like, it's like chewing.
Like a dip? Like a dip?
For pussies. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Any other running backs?
Exactly. It is dip. It's pretty much dip. You can actually swallow it, which is I don't do it. I don't recommend it, but you can. So,
anyone else?
Watch out, Ticketmaster. Zyn's going to take over the sponsor. What about Travis Etienne? I mean, look, he's been kind of phased out the last few games because the Jaguars have just been terrible. But at home against Carolina, must-win game. Worst defense, well, worst run defense in the NFL.
They killed me. I played Lawrence everywhere, and then,
I want to sneak in Trevor Lawrence's house and cut his hair. Like I despise him. He's so bad.
And then I tilt bet them so heavy, and it was like over in the first quarter, and it was so awful.
He shouldn't be able to have that kind of hair the way he's playing.
Yeah, not a fan.
No, hair's great. It's just he doesn't deserve to have those locks like that if he's gonna play like shit, you know.
To be fair, he's just playing through injuries when he should just be sitting out a couple weeks, you know.
Is but he playing through injuries?
I thought Jesus had him. You know what I mean? I thought I was on Jesus's side. You know what I mean? When you play him, like,
here goes Kirky again, bashing religion.
I didn't bash. I just said I thought I was on Jesus's side.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus will get him a win this week. High ankle sprain, concussion, knee injury. He didn't miss a game until this week. So,
all right, I'm out on Eckler, but I get it.
No, ETN.
I mean ETN, but I get it because like they're just gonna key in. Like, what kind of threat is Beathard gonna be to these?
I mean, Aaron Jones looked good against the.
So Bears. What I will say about Beathard is he's gonna check down. So maybe we should be more in on ETN, but I think ETN just stinks. I think this whole team stinks outside of like Evan Ingram, Calvin Ridley, fraudulent, absolutely fraudulent. Good practice highlights, fraudulent. What?
Two touchdowns last week.
Yeah, he got there for you last week.
He got there late. He got there late, but I had to sweat it out. I didn't like sweating it out. Dude, I had Ridley. Who did I have late last week? Ridley, DJ Moore, and McBride. And I was like top 10
yeah, I had all that.
Every tournament. And I couldn't. I got like basically Ridley's points. And I got 25 points in total. And it was just like. Should have had a huge, like, should have, like, won everything and just didn't win any. Well, I won, but I didn't win what I could have won. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's always frustrating. So
it's that's a loss. That's a loss right there.
No,
that's
I won money. I won.
Yeah, I know, but in your head, that's a loss.
In my head, that's a loss. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah.
It's degeneracy. That's what it is. It's degeneracy.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see if there's any other, like, I could be talked into Chuba, but he
talk about Zeke at all.
I was avoiding that one, but yeah, let's talk about him. I mean, the volume is certainly there. The targets are there. 11 targets, 6 targets, 8 targets in the last game. So check down. check down in play for Zeke. Who looks better on the season, Zeke or Tony Pollard?
Ooh,
Zeke. Yeah, Pollard's looked better these last couple weeks, but I don't know. Zeke looks like he's got it back going at least a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
a disappointment because of best ball.
I mean, just the carries aren't working. 12 carries, 27 yards. So those are head chopper numbers right there. I don't know. But all right, let's not string this along. Any like flyers like Bijan, who's going to be absolutely low owned. James Conner is going to be absolutely like low owned. A-Chain is going to be low owned.
I've been trying to make A-Chain work since like Buffalo.
Since they told you that you could, they told you you couldn't play him.
Since then, they told me you couldn't play him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it right once, and then
it's like, let me show you.
And I gave all the money back that I won trying to play him since.
You guys know Mostert has 21 touchdowns this season.
I did. I heard that.
I didn't know that until I watched the Hard Knocks.
Good Hard Knocks. He's good. I kind of like it. I don't watch it enough, but.
I like
McDaniel's personality. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
I like it too. I think he's good for the show, much better than like anyone else that they're going to have on it. All right, let's go to QBs. So we already started talking about. So Hurts is going to be the chalk. He's the one you want. The tush push is just brings. I mean, just look at his game logs. Even when he's like been battling through injury, had one awful game, but I mean, the dude is just a lock for at least like a touchdown. With the tush push and potentially even more. Tyrod Taylor, Jacoby Brissett, and Stidham are going to be the cheap options. I don't know if you guys have a favorite. I'd be interested to hear if you guys have a favorite of those three. And then there's Lamar, there's Brock, there's Stroud, there's Fields, there's Allen. It's a lot of ways to go. We got all of them. What do you like, Noto?
Yeah, I think on DraftKings, if you are spending enough, Jalen Hurts makes the most sense. On FanDuel, I really like Lamar Jackson. He's only 7,900 over there, so much cheaper than the other expensive options. In terms of the cheap guys, I think I'm going to be overweight on all of them just because I do love those all those cheap guys because I do love the Kyren and C-Mac builds. So I like Tyrod. I like Brissett. I like Stidham. Tyrod's probably my favorite of the three. He's the most mobile. And he doesn't mind taking some shots downfield. And then we have, you know, home underdogs are generally pretty good for passing when it comes to DFS. So I do like Tyrod at 4,600. It just allows you to do so much. Brock Purdy, I mean, this is the perfect bounce back spot. Got embarrassed on national television. Now gets to face the Red or the Commanders almost, Yeah, I mean, they're bottom two in pressure rate, bottom two in DVOA against the pass, bottom two in EPA, fantasy points allowed. They're just historically bad pass defense. So I do think it's a really good spot for Purdy to bounce back. After that, I don't have a ton of interest in anybody else. I'm probably going to keep the player pool pretty tight this week at quarterback.
What are you thinking, Bobby?
Yeah, it's pretty – I'm similar to Noto. Jalen Hurts – very good spot versus Arizona. Going to go to him. Like his weapons. I think it's just a good get-right spot for this offense in general. Not that the Giants weren't that last week, but it was a couple weeks in a row prior to that where they sputtered, and I just think that they're going to try to continue to get this thing right before the playoffs. Brock Purdy, 7K. Like Kyle Shanahan is – definitely aware of what happened last week. And I think that he'll put him in the best position to succeed versus a team that he can do damage against, especially with Ayuk and Debo. So don't mind Purdy at all. Tyrod, 4,600 rushing equity. He's fine. Like then you have to pair him with Giants pass catchers. I was lucky to hit on Slayton last week on the Christmas slate. Definitely not touching Wandale. Like if Wandale keeps popping up as chalk or how he has, just keep axing him because he's terrible. Lamar Jackson, 7,700 versus Miami. Like that game could be pace up. It's a good environment. Like I would just rather pay up for these guys that at the quarterback position that I think are strong plays. Jacoby Brissett at 4,900, no real interest in. Mahomes, the weapons just aren't there. Like, not paying $7,500 for him. Jared Stidham, you guys informed me Jared Stidham was the one who was replacing Russ. Like, I'm not playing Jared Stidham. Can't do that to myself. Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's no one that I really want to get to outside of these pay-up options at the quarterback position and maybe Tyrod.
Yeah, and Brissett, so it might – what about if Sam Howell actually starts and fighting for his job back again because Brissett can't go?
What's his
– Why would they bench him? Like, he's a rookie, right? They spent a high draft capital on him. Like, just let him finish out the year, right? Like, who cares? You know? Do they bench him, or is it an injury situation?
They benched him.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. I want my young quarterback to get as many reps as possible. I wouldn't. Like, what's the point of starting Jacoby Brissett? This point.
So Howell, he did play a lot. He was a rookie last year, fifth round pick, so probably not.
I'm looking at Purdy more and more because all the media has been on him and his picks. Shanahan said he doesn't give a shit about it at this point. It's all about how he responds. This is like the easiest possible spot to respond. Everybody's all over C-Mac. I can talk myself into going Purdy, but when everyone, you know, if he had like just a mediocre game last week, he'd be massive chalk this week.
Yeah, and if they put up 45, you're gonna want Purdy and C-Mac probably.
Yeah, no one's gonna play Justin Fields. Sounds like you aren't either.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I'm not really looking to Fields. I don't know. Do you have any take on Fields like Atlanta?
I'd probably just go Stroud instead.
Yeah, I mean, feel like Stroud is a better play.
Pass funnel matchup, going for the rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year.
All right, yeah, keep it simple there. I mean, I could get behind. I still will die on this hill that this Philly defense is terrible. Especially in the secondary, and like nobody's going to play Kyler Murray, who's actually played all right, you know, and it stinks as his weapon. Like, he's like, talk about like not giving him Mahomes any weapons. Like, what the heck has he had, you know? But
I would disagree with that statement. Like, he's had Hopkins, Marquise, like,
I don't think this season, and I don't think Marquise is good. I think Marquise was overrated at all times, always.
Okay, no, that's fair.
But Hopkins, I agree with, and they were fine when Hopkins was catching those 50-yard Hail Marys. Remember that Hail Mary he caught?
You're not a fan of Greg Dortch? Too small.
I think he's going to be out too, I think.
He might be my favorite receiver in the whole league. When he scored the other day and did the too small again, that was unreal.
That was great. Dortch is playing.
He is? Okay. What was Carter's name? Oh, Dulcich. Greg Dulcich.
How has Marquise Wilson got zero back-to-back weeks without – that's bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Not very – I just don't think they have very much. But
if I told you guys Tyrod's gonna get 20? You playing?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's gonna get 20. Play him.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right. What are their props on his fantasy points? I'll look for that.
I don't know. Too low. They won't be at 20. I know that.
All right. Who else? There's one. Someone. Oh, so what about Stroud? Like, how do we feel with his first game back against this Tennessee non-existent pass defense?
I think it's concerning. Sure, like you could definitely play him.
And the sneaky thing is that Houston's defense is banged up, So they might get more pushback here, and it might be actually a good spot for the for Hopkins back in his old on his old turf.
Is it in Houston? Yeah, it's in Houston. Yeah, I like this. I like this game for tournaments. Yeah, I think it makes sense. Nico Collins, Stroud. You know Stroud's going to sling it. Tennessee hasn't had a secondary in like a decade.
I know. All right, wide receiver time. This is where it gets interesting because there's going to be cheap guys are going to be popular just because of the how good strong plays McCaffrey and Kyron Williams are, and so you need to have some cheap wide receivers to do it. So it's going to be Pop Douglas is leading the way. It looks like from an ownership perspective, the 8 targets last week. You know, guy has not scored a touchdown. I don't think he scored one all season. Hasn't scored a touchdown all season. Has been chalked for a countless amount of weeks now. I don't know. I get it from the target perspective and the dink and dunks and manufactured plays they do for him, but I'm not excited about his ceiling. Rashee Rice is the number one against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's defense they are atrocious. I don't know who. If I would call them the worst, but they're up there. Shaheed is looking like he's going to be popular against Tampa. And we like to target the secondary of Tampa. Zay Flowers is too cheap. Looked phenomenal against San Francisco. Is the clear number one, I think. And is now, you know, in that big game, Miami, where that game could have a lot of, that game could break out. They both have good defenses, but the offenses could certainly win out. Can we fit Tyreek Hill? DeAndre Hopkins, I like a lot. Nico Collins, I'm on board with. I don't know. Noto, I kind of want to play Debo. I feel like I kind of want to go Purdy Debo or Purdy Ayuk. And I don't know. Noto, tell me what to do at wide receiver.
Yeah, 3 guys I like the most, all in the mid-range. I'll start with Rashee Rice. Great matchup against the Bengals. You look at his targets over the last few weeks. I would think he's had at least 9 in 4 or 5 straight games. And his routes are up a ton. He's up to 75% route share. So I like him quite a bit. I like Chris Olave. He's topped 100 yards or scored a touchdown in 6 straight games. Great matchup against the Bucs. Another pass funnel that we'd like to target. And then Nico Collins, I was looking at this yesterday. He's averaged in 8 home games 23.3 fantasy points per game. On the road, he's been terrible. He gets Stroud back, no Tank Dell. Great matchup against the Titans. So those are my 3 favorites. But yeah, Tyreek Hill, man, no Jalen Waddle, still has a chance to get to 2,000 yards. I think if you can find the cap space, he's going to come in at less than 10% ownership, I think. And I think he's one of the better tournament plays on the board.
What are you thinking, Bobby?
For me, I like these like Debo, Ayuk, San Francisco pass catchers with Purdy. So I'm probably going to try to get to a bunch of those guys. Tyreek versus Baltimore. I know he's a little bit banged up, but I can still play Tyreek. CeeDee Lamb, another guy, even though he's not on the slate, I'm playing him tonight. Just going down the list in terms of like, who I like in terms of fantasy points, in terms of matchups. Yeah, Pop Douglas would probably be my favorite of the cheap guys with Wandale. I'm not playing Wandale. I think Rashid Shaheed is probably the pivot with the ceiling that we're looking for. But if I had to pick one in cash between Wandale and Pop, it would be Pop. Nico Collins, we hit on him versus the Houston Texans. Like him a good bit. Not versus the Tennessee Titans. So this has been a rough segment, the wide receiver segment currently for me.
All right. You throw on your Indiana Jones hat.
I know what it was. I was getting questions for what I'm going to do for New Year's Eve, and I have no idea. And then I was trying to answer that, and then I missed the fact that we were on the wide receiver segment. My friends were DMing me, so my ADHD, I got distracted.
I just played around with a lineup, Bill, to see if we can do it. The Tyreek, Kyron, and McCaffrey. And guess the key is there. There's Noto's Tyrod. You got to do a Tyrod Slayton stack. Is yes, what stack. That takes. But then you can get it. You got to play another cheap wide receiver, but you can fit them all. Certainly, if we get if you play just McCaffrey, you can certainly do Tyreek and McCaffrey if you can play the cheapy one, like Zamir with Zeke, or if we get Charbonnet, and then you can get a better looking lineup. But all three of them, Tyrod, Slayton are the keys. All right. Let me check out Pro Football Focus here. Let's see what they got for the best matchups. Usually do this ahead of time. Been a tough week. All right. Puka has the best matchup on the slate. Let me make sure this is the right. Yep.
Going for the rookie record, too.
Yep. Ayuk with the second. AJ Brown, Nico Collins, Debo Samuel. So this screams again, play the Debo Ayuk stack with Purdy and hope you get the bounce back there. And McCaffrey isn't the one who scores all the touchdowns in that game. I think, if Purdy has any balls, he comes back and like lights this defense up. But we'll see. I kind of like that narrative. Other than that, anyone else here?
Are you guys interested in any of the receivers in the Chargers-Broncos game? Because Sutton's out. Mims is probably going to be out. Judy might be out. And then Keenan Allen and Josh Palmer are both out as well. Can you talk yourself into that? Quentin Johnston, Brandon Johnson. You know, maybe Judy. Judy might be the wide receiver one for Denver. They also got
he's so Jordan bad. I think he's so bad, Judy.
But any of those guys, one of them has to play.
They have to. Well.
Maybe Gerald Everett from the tight end perspective.
Yeah, he's going to be. I like him.
But any like, he'd probably be my favorite. He could, as a pass catcher, just overall for the Chargers.
Yeah, one of these guys are going to get there. I don't know. I have no stand on what Denver guys could go off. I mean, so Mims may play, right?
Yeah, he didn't practice Friday. Most people don't have him in projections, but
I'll tell you what I noticed watching that last game against New England is that they are really starting to play Jaleel McLaughlin.
They love just three running backs.
But it seemed like he was the, you know, P. Ryan, they got in toward late a little bit, but it seemed like McLaughlin, he almost looked like the number one to me over Javonte, but Javonte got in the end zone. But, I mean, I could see more and more of the work being shifted his way now these last 2 weeks. But I hear you. There's a lot of risk there with Javonte and Samaje and P. Ryan.
What about Washington? They're going to be trailing a bunch.
Well, everybody wants scary Terry Brissett, right? I don't know who to. You can play any of these guys. You can play Curtis Samuel. You can play McLaurin. You can play Dotson. I don't have a strong take either. I lose way too much money on scary Terry.
I think you need to stop playing him.
I have, but now Noto brought him up again.
Well, the only wide receiver worth playing in that offense is Curtis Samuel.
Samuel.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys talked me into Samuel a couple weeks ago and it worked out. So I was hoping you would do the same. I kind of like him.
But, like, I liked him with Howell because he consistently has checked down to the slot receiver since college. Like, we don't know if that's going to be the case with Brissett, right?
Brissett's going to – he's not scared to chuck it. So.
Yeah, Brissett's chucking it, man. Maybe that's the McLaurin game, though.
That's why.
Maybe,
That's the reason for me to go back to him and lose my money again.
Do you need a game stack, a team total of like 14? What's their team total?
Small.
Just look at the game total. You know?
This is where people make mistakes.
Just look at the game total.
It's 17.
That's how you write them up. That's how you write them up in a game with a 49.5 point total.
Going to be chucking it in a game with a huge total.
And then we throw out his McLaurin speed, combine speed, and we got our.
No, that's a great point by Bobby. People do need to be looking at team totals rather than game totals.
All right. Any other flyers?
I've brought up too many. Any other from you guys?
I defer to Kirk.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't have a strong feeling on anything this week yet.
Cedric Wilson busted the last time.
Don't do that. Go back to
him. No.
Why do that when we can just play Smythe at tight end?
You can play Chosen Anderson too if you want.
We tried Smythe too many times.
Imagine really. Changing your name at like 30 years old.
Who?
He just went with a like name change.
Robbie Chosen.
Anderson, whatever his name is. It's like a midlife name change. He's been called something his whole life. And
I noticed it was Robbie with a Y, and then he changed it to Robbie with the IE, and then went with Robbie Chosen.
There's something going on there. You got to think about all the other people with like midlife name changes, like Meta World Peace, Ron Artest. Like these guys are unstable. You can't play these guys. No.
Chosen.
Tight end, we go.
Yeah, let's go. Gerald Everett is going to be chalk. Man, I mean, I like it, but it's scary because, like, this game could be atrocious, but there's no other weapons. They used him a lot last week with 8 targets. Looks like he's the target guy. Might get in the end zone for you. All you need at 3,500. I get it. Probably more of a cash play as opposed to a tournament play, but I don't know. Might make sense. I like Dalton Schultz. I like that Houston-Tennessee game. I like the Houston side of that. So Schultz, I can feel pretty comfortable with Chig. I think we bashed him last week, and he finally got in the end zone once we gave him the nice little bashing. Yeah. So
I don't count it. Derrick Henry threw him the ball. I'm not counting that touchdown.
Probably their best quarterback. Kittle is in play, 5,600. A lot of risk there if this game is just a complete blowout and it's McCaffrey, or even is Eli Mitchell? Or who's there? Jordan Mason, that's what I'm thinking of. I could see him getting the ball late, but, man, I could do Kittle if they get any pushback in that game that could work in your favor. I mean, they can do whatever they want in this game, so Kelsey, is he dust? Is now that he's low owned and the price has been coming down, is this the time to get back on?
This could be it.
I'm fine, honestly. If you want a dumpster dive, I wouldn't mind playing Austin Hooper.
That's my guy.
Yeah, did you write him up?
Not yet, but I was about to switch my tag over this morning.
All right, there we go. I don't know. Isaiah Likely in that game. Isaiah Likely's good.
I tell you, Ingram.
Who are we playing, guys?
I'm playing Everett Mass's own Isaiah Likely.
I didn't know that. Local. I didn't know he was a local guy. Gonna have to play him now too. I play him anyway. Good. Who else know though, besides your guy Hooper?
Yeah, I like Hooper just because Mayer's out and it's a good matchup against the Colts. I like Everett just because he's going to get a lot of targets. You know, nobody's left on the Chargers. Nobody's going to play McBride. I mean, this guy was crushing until last week when he was popular. The Eagles, pass funnel, they're going to be trailing. No Marquise Brown, so I'll go back to McBride. And then, man, I want to play Schultz, but the Titans number one in fantasy points allowed to tight ends somehow. They got a terrible pass defense, but they're really good against tight ends, so that worries me a little bit. If you don't want to play Slayton with Tyrod, I don't mind looking at Waller. I've lost enough money on him to last a lifetime, but might as well lose a little bit more. decent matchup against the Rams.
Pro Football Focus has Kelce as the number one at matchup advantage this week. Is Kelce dust, Bobby?
I think you can go back to Kelce for flop lag. I like paying up a tight end. Yeah. I like McBride. I like Evan Engram. I like Kittle. McBride, flop lag there as well. Versus Philly, they can't cover anyone if people aren't going to play him. I do think he'll get steamed up. Like, I think people are going to have, like, the no-no take. Why aren't people playing him? And then they just play him anyways. Evan Engram at 5'7". Beathard loves to check down. Like, when he came in the first game, like, almost 30% of his targets on his throws went to Evan Engram. So he's someone I want to get to. I like Kittle attached to Purdy. I do think this is a Purdy bounce back spot. Likely would probably be the 4-6 tight end that I'd be interested in. You could make a case for Goddard versus Arizona, but I got like Likely versus Miami. It just seems like he's the new you're basically playing 4,600 for Mark Andrews, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, on the lower end, like Gerald Everett, I think he's the chalk, right? Like, he's fine. But I think I want to spend up a tight end. And if you do want to get up to Kelce for the 7K, like, I think this is the litmus test for Kelce. Like, he's either going to do it this week or he's complete dust. So, yeah, I played him last week. I wish I regret doing it, but it is what it is.
So I'm playing around. Oh, man, I was playing. Let's see. Mahomes to Kelce. Do we need a bring back? That lineup can be done. You're going to have to play dumpster dive at wide receivers pretty much. But actually, you can get a decent lineup with that. I'm in on Kelce Mahomes. One more go. If he can't do it now, like, he's got to break up with Taylor Swift. And then I'll give him one more chance. If he can't,
maybe just does a quick football and start
podcast,
like
be a podcaster. Yeah,
podcaster commercials and like make
ticket,
love.
Ticketmaster, you know, how would he a ticketmaster?
No real reason to play football at this point anymore for Kelce. You know, if he's dust, like, why are we playing? You know.
Yeah.
You just ride off into the sunset. He kind of finished it out like as good as you can. He got the $20 million from Pfizer. He's dating Taylor Swift. Like, she's a billionaire. He's run as good as like you can possibly run as a Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, tight end. I mean, his podcast. He's got like one of the highest listened to podcasts now.
Yeah, it's up there with ours.
Well, we're right on. We're the next. We're next, and we're right behind there. It's funny that you notice that. Yeah. The people love the energy. They love the energy. All right. Defense. Broncos, 2,900 against the Chargers. Looks like a good spot. Texans looks like a good spot against Tennessee because Tennessee just doesn't score a lot. But I kind of like that game to score, so I probably won't be using them. Panthers are a cheapie against Beathard. And Chiefs maybe against Cincy, Rams, Ravens. I don't know. Any guys stick? Anyone who sticks out to you guys? Who's doing the defensive segment this week? Who's got the real power take?
Noto.
What's came out firing last week with the Jets, and they got off to a great start and then just fell apart. So
I didn't they lost so many fantasy points in a span of I don't think I've ever seen a team like go up that fast and then go down a defense, go up that fast and like go like torpedo downward after like having 20 on the board early. Just like getting absolute with letting
lock. You know what nobody talks about with them? Nobody talks about is that their offensive coordinator is Nathaniel Hackett. Like they like Aaron Rodgers made him take it over. And then now you're dealing with that idiot at
calling off. He's plays. A complete moron.
Yeah. Nobody talks about that. And so their team is just so undisciplined too.
They're bringing both anyways, backs, right? Next year.
Yeah.
Salah and Hackett.
They got,
I think Salah's, I think they need, they need to get rid of Hackett for sure. Like, why are they going to bring – just because Aaron Rodgers wants Hackett?
Yep.
Yep.
I heard they might bring back Zach Wilson because Aaron Rodgers likes him, which would be hilarious.
They should. Like, that's the thing is, like, Wilson needs to – he needs to sit under a guy like Rodgers if he's ever going to have another chance. So it's probably in his best interest to stay on the team. I don't know if it's in the team's best interest to keep him, but.
All right, Noto, defense.
Also related, I just don't want to talk about defense. How great is Joe Flacco? This is awesome. I mean,
yeah, Flacco is great. He's on some good. Whenever he's on, it's good.
I feel like he looks better than he looked for the Ravens. Is that crazy of me to say? He looks better.
He looks awesome.
He looks amazing. And he's even like mobile, like has a little bit of mobility now, like he's never had. It's like, I think he's on something good, but I don't know.
I'm with you. I think he's definitely juicing.
Why wouldn't you?
I 100% would. Look what Edelman did after he got his knee injury. Like, you're basically coming. Rodney Harrison did it. You're coming back from – it's basically your career. Like, you're going to do anything you can to get healthy or stay in the league. So, I don't know.
And he's making, like, $75,000 a win or something in his contract. But, that's what he's playing for.
I mean, he had the biggest – he got, like, he had at one point the highest contract in the NFL.
He has made Njoku an absolute superstar. Like Njoku was one of those guys that was like fringe good or like, I don't know, but you always knew he had the talent and he's totally like transformed his game by like running that offense. I think it's good for Njoku, especially after like almost burning his face off in the fire pit, you know, having an end of the year like that. It's pretty cool.
Easy guy to root for after that.
Yeah. He played the next week. Like, what about Denver defense? I feel like that's the chalk defense.
Yeah, that's the chalk. That's the chalk right there.
I want to play the Ravens.
Against Miami. That's ballsy. But no Waddle. You know, we didn't talk about that.
We haven't seen Miami trailing a lot. When they do, I could see Tua making some mistakes.
I'll tell you, Tua last week, there was a play where he just – I don't know. He looks lost, and he just randomly like knew Tyreek was going deep and just chucked it. And it's like, I don't know. I think you take Tyreek out of that offense, they're in a lot of trouble. You take a guy like Waddle out, they're in a lot of trouble. So I don't know. I feel similarly. We could take a shot on Baltimore D.
All right. Favorite stacks. I'm going to start it because I've been sold on the show here. I just don't see how Deebo Samuel doesn't get like an 80-yard touchdown in this game. So it's like just like when Tyreek played, it was like the easiest bet ever that, you know, against this secondary that they're going to break a huge touchdown. I think it's like a guarantee. So I'm going to stack Purdy. I'm going to go back to Brock, give him a bounce back spot at what should be lower ownership than he should be, where he should be in. Because of his last week's performance. So give me the bounce back with him. You can pair him up with Kittle or Ayuk, or you can just go Deebo, or you can even use McCaffrey, however you want to do it. They're all great, but I'm going to attack the secondary. So I'll probably go Deebo and Ayuk. And I don't even think you need a bring back, but if I had to pick one, it would be Curtis Samuel. My 1B will be McLaren, Scary Terry, but I don't think you need to. I'm going to put that out there. So that'll be my smaller field stuff. Higher field, man, let's go with Lamar to Everett Mass is home, likely. Is that you said he was from Everett?
He played for Everett High, yeah.
Yeah, all right, there we go.
My girlfriend's uncle was the coach then. They were like the best team in the state for years.
And Zay Flowers is affordable too. So I like that, and you can obviously I'm going to run it back with Tyreek, and then I'm going to try to use any value I can to make all that work. Those are my stacks. Who you guys like?
Bobby?
I'm kind of on – I'm going to play Lamar in smaller field likely. I like the Purdy stuff. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown versus Arizona, though. That would be my main stack. I like the ones Kirk named though too.
Yeah, like those. I'm going keep stack Tyrod to Darius Slayton. And then you can pretty much take whatever you want.
All the plays. And then you don't need much out of that either. If he gets your 20, like you guaranteed us.
Yeah.
Slayton, what? Finds the end zone?
3 for 80 and a touch.
Tutty, and then you're off and running. Yeah, I like that. All right. Any last words for the people after this fantastic performance that we put together, the three of us, this week?
Make sure you guys say in the comments how well we did.
Also, Happy New Year. And if you are drinking and out, just take an Uber.
Yeah, Uber, guys. Don't be dumb. Uber.
It's free out here. On they do that everywhere? It's the free tea out here. That's what we do. I'll be sitting at home, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll be sitting at home, too. I don't know why people are texting me for plans. Like, I haven't gone out for New Year's in, like, 4 years.
You're still a young buck, you know?
I don't feel young.
All right. This has been week 17. Thank you for listening. Hope some of these plays get you guys there. We will be back next week for week 18. All the incentive, all the bonuses. You're going to have to put a lot of work in for that show. And thank you for listening. So this has been the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast, week 17 edition. We will catch you next week. Thank you.